Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A family that lost their daughter to a brain injury suffered in an e-scooter accident is leading a helmet awareness campaign. Danielle Michaels of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, says Stella underwent months of surgeries, tests, and therapies at Gillette Children's Hospital in St. Paul before she died.
I never imagined living a life without Stella, and I don't want any other family member or any other family to experience this pain. So please wear the helmet. Make your kids wear the helmet, make it normal, and make it cool, because losing a child is something no parent should ever have to endure.
Michael says it only took one ride without a helmet to lose Stella. The SLOTH awareness campaign stands for Saved Loved Ones Through Helmets. The Minnesota Senate passed a bipartisan bill Tuesday aimed at safeguarding hospitals' access to discounted prescription drugs under the federal 340B program. Bill author DFL Senator Matt Klein of Mendota Heights.
Hospitals have never been in such a critical situation in our state, and 340B funding is essential to their ongoing operations and the way they care for Minnesotans. Without these funds, Hennepin County Medical Center would close. Rural hospitals across our state would close.
Klein is optimistic the legislation will clear the Minnesota House. A bill seeking $25 million in state funding for the proposed Minnesota Hockey Hall of Fame is stalled in a House committee. Total cost of the 140,000-square-foot facility in Invergrove Heights is estimated at $151 million. The legislation asks for $20 million for construction next year and $5 million in general obligation bond proceeds for public infrastructure improvements. Mayor Brenda Dietrich told committee members this is a one-of-a-kind and once-in-a-lifetime type of project that will truly celebrate the history and heritage in our great state. In other headlines, the Ocean Ranger 7 passed under the Duluth Aerial Lift Bridge this morning, making it the first ocean-going vessel to arrive this navigation season. Jason Roan of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority says the Dutch-built cargo ship is carrying
a large number of project cargo pieces, and it's energy sector cargo, eventually bound for Alberta, Canada. So that really illustrates how our seaport in Duluth serves as a key link in the supply chain, not just for Minnesota, but for the entire midsection of North America.
Roan says the heaviest piece of cargo weighs more than 11,500 freight tons. Gas prices are up another dime in the state. AAA Minnesota reports the statewide average today is $3.68 for a gallon of regular unleaded. That is a 17-cent increase from last Wednesday and 43 cents more than we were paying 1 month ago. This is MNN.